check. Romeo 4 ZYX, radio check.
Romeo 4 ZYX, you have KO 4 WWC. Stand by just a second. Could you copy? This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. Can you give me a 10 second Jackie, please, sir? Roger. Your signal is very, very clear. You are full quiet, well into the repeater.
That, I do appreciate it.
Roger, you're very welcome. I may not be sure this, but there might be some interference in the repeater, so there might be a little bit of play in the signal. When you transmitted last time, I heard snap, crackle, and pop. I'm sorry, I don't mean to confuse you. I'm not sure if it's the repeater or if it's your signal, but I can hear you very well. You're audible.
Roger that. Yeah, playing with the new upgraded Bofang. Had to switch antennas real quick to my longer telescopic. But it's KO4ZYX. Thanks for that radio check. I'll be clear for the day.
Roger, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, standing by for the direction of the net.
KJ4WZM, W4DJW. This is W4DJW. Please stand by for net.
WKO4NUE.
KO4NUE, W4DJW. Hey, Chad, Daniel has a dead battery.
Roger that. You want me to take it?
Sure, go ahead, pick it up. And Gene gave me a call and told me to check him in by telephone relay. W4FHJ, Gene. He's in Georgia.
I'll get him in the log, and I'll take the net.
I appreciate it, Chad. W4DJW, standing by for net.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. All stations, please stand by. The Blue Ridge 2 meter net will begin in 2 minutes. CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Further tonight, can I have a radio check, please? I didn't get an opportunity before the net, and I'd just like to make sure I'm good to go. Can I have a radio check any station, please?
KO4NUE, you have Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. If you can give me a quick five-second JT, I'll tell you exactly how this sounds, sir.
Roger that, Chandler. Am I clean enough?
You're very clean. Full quiet.
Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, W4DJW, with one piece of traffic.
KO4NUE. Would you like to post your traffic now, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And you put number one on this for a piece of traffic. The Blue Ridge 2 meter Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society will not be having the Monday night meeting tomorrow night because of Labor Day, and we're having difficulties finding a place to meet. So we will not be having the Monday night meeting, the first Monday of the month meeting that we normally have. Just want to make sure everyone hears that, everyone knows that meeting will not take place. That's all I have, Chad. Please check me in. Negative. Thanks for picking up the net. W4DJW.
KL4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any stations that needs any fills on Dave's announcements? Please call KL4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KL4NUE.
UEW2MJB, I just have one announcement.
MJB, KO4NUE, would you like to post your announcement now, Mark? And if you'll put a number on it, we'll count it as traffic.
Announcement, or traffic number one. Might be stepping across the boundaries of responsibility, but I haven't heard anything on the net concerning the technician and general classes that are being taught by Gary Weiss and Dave Ivey. But Wendy's taking the general class, and it starts this Tuesday, September 6th at 6:30 p.m. And then there's a technician class starting the following day on Wednesday, September 7th at 6:30 p.m. I don't know if there's any slots still open, but if anyone wants to check in that, or if they know somebody who wants to take the class, they need to get a hold of Gary Weiss, G-A-R-Y-W-I-S-E, at his email is W4EEY, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee at ARRL.net.
Okay, so let's go ahead and handle this. Can you pick another number beside number one?
Sure. I guess that was one for me, but two for the net.
Now, message number two. And let me make sure I got this right so far. License training. If you would like to see if there's available seat, you can contact W4EEY at ARRL.net. Am I right so far?
That is correct. Email address. One other note is this is going to be all online. That won't be in person. And they'll be doing it through Zoom. So imagine when the class starts, if there's openings, Gary will probably send the meeting notification with the link to the Zoom page.
So all the training will be on the Zoom app. And to see if there is an available seat, they can contact Gary at the previous listed email. Is that correct?
Correct.
Would you like for me to go ahead and check you and Miss Wendy in?
We'll be listening, but go ahead and check us in. That's KN4HTP and W2MJB.
In the log. I'll pick you up here in just a second. Okay, so with that, we'll go ahead and begin the roll call portion of the net. Sorry, correction. Are there any other stations that have any traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KL4NUE. So we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGU portion. Tonight, we'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins tonight, beginning with KA4. ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, KM4, JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, K3, DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KA4, JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, KA3, JCA, in Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, W4, FCM, Fred in Travers Rest, N4 IEI, Miss Isla, also in Travelers Rest. WB4 DMM, Monroe in Tallahassee, Florida. and KC4TXU, Anita in Tallahassee, Florida. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. WX4JEL, John in Seneca, South Carolina. KN4LBQ, Lisa in Piedmont. KN4ZGA, Robert in Piedmont. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred in Pelzer. MLK, Mr. Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check function. And with that, we'll move on down to EchoLink stations. And EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit. And I'll hang around.
Net control. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Mike Cabet, November. Russell in Darlington. Negative and negative, and I do not believe I'll be able to stay that late tonight.
That's fine, but I'm glad you checked in with us. Stand by, and I'll roll on down, and we'll check in what we've got so far. First of all, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave, and also by telephone relay, W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene, and Traverse Rest, W2MJ Mark, and Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, both in Simpsonville. I'd also like to check in my wife, KO4RYP, who's right here beside me. Also via EchoLink tonight, KN4RJN, that's Mr. John in Brown Summit. John, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I'll be back around here shortly and pick you up for the rag chew. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4MQN, that's Mr. Russell in Darlington. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, let's move on down the log. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Please check in, K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
4NUE. Please check in, November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
Excuse me. All right, we'll go ahead and recognize what we have so far. That's Mr. Rick, KK4, Delta Mike Whiskey. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. And Mr. Rick, I hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Lorena and Michelle we said hello tonight. All right. Also, we'd like to welcome K4AFT. That's Mr. Michael in Central. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry in Anderson. All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4NUE.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I am mobile in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome W4CTW, that's Mr. Tyler and Greer. And Tyler, you be careful out there in the rain tonight, and we'll ride along with you till you get to your destination. 73s, and we'll talk at you later.
All right, we'll move on to the next group, being Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Ken Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling in. 4NUE.
Evening, Chad. You're sounding more like your spunky self. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, TC4ECN, Harry in Canberra, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Good to hear you.
Welcome, Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX up in Penrose. And Patrick, hope you are doing well. And you tell the missus we said hello tonight. Also, Mr. Harry up in Candler, KC4EZN. And Harry, I got just a little bit of spark of my spark back today. It didn't last long, but that's the first time in 3 weeks, so I'll take it. With that, I'll make one more call. Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, India Through Lima. Any station, India Through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE. Good to hear you tonight. Hope you and Miss Anna both are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net. And good to hear you back. Get back on the top trip. And thank you so much for being there. We have no traffic, no comment.
4, NUE. Mr. Chad, it is good to hear you. Thank you for picking up the net for us. And like Harry said, you are sounding yourself, and that's wonderful to hear. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
India 4, Lima Zulu India, JI 4, LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table. I hope you're well enough to make the Tuesday night meeting, I hope.
Back up and recognize Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. And Mr. James, I hope you're doing well up on that mountain. Also, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. Sid, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. And you got a very soothing voice. I like to hear you check in, you and Mr. James both. All right. Also, Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. He brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, I have you down for some comments, and I'll swing back around and pick you up here shortly. Also, Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, up in Table Rock. And Andy, I will be there Tuesday night, just to visit with you. So I will be there, and can't wait to sit down and talk with you for a few minutes. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group. If I missed you on India Through Lima, just fall right in on Mike Through Papa, and we'll get you there. Any station, Mike Through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
We're in Southern Greenville County. Check us in and out, and we'll be check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
Good group. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY. He brings along his wife, Miss AF4SX, in Southern Greenville County. David, hope you and Miss Marie are doing well tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXV. That's my good friend, Mr. Lloyd, in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, you please tell Miss Tracy we said hello tonight. Also, KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. And, Duncan, you got a nice, clean signal into the repeater tonight. Hope you are doing well. All right, let's pause right here, and let me swing up the Echo Link real quick and grab that station, and then we'll make one more call for Mike through Papa. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE. Sports stations, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE. I'm going to pause here just for a second and spend just a little bit of time here. Mr. Walt, how are you doing, sir? I know you check in frequently, but I'm just going to take a second here and pause and see how you were doing. So we'll go ahead and check in Mr. Walt, K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt in Inman. Walt, I hope you are doing well, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KO4NUE, Chad, I meant to check in just a second ago on EchoLink, but I had to get my system where I had to change something in my settings. Chad, I know I'm checking in outside EchoLink, and I apologize for that, but if you will check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. Be sure and tell Miss Anna hello from no traffic, no queue. Do be sure and tell Miss Anna hello from me.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Romeo Robert in his usual parking spot at the splittings of the interstate. Sitting here listening to the net in the right ear, and in the left ear I'm listening to Ode to Analog by Snowblind from Amazon Music. Other than that, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4 in UE. In KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Elite. Check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey K4RW. Richard and Graham with no traffic, no roundtable. Thank you for being here tonight.
Let's back up and recognize KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, you don't worry about checking in when you did. That's not an issue with me. Miss Anna says hello back to you, and hope you are doing well in Greenwood tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert. I'm assuming at QT. And, Robert, I'm glad that you have considered digital modes. I believe that's what I heard. And also, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG in Liberty. Hello to you tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard in Greenville. All right, we'll move on down the log and check see if there are any more stations Quebec through Tango before we move to Echo Link. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on to Echo Link. Any station, Echo Link and Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in KC8P.
TJM Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Juliet Mike Fletcher in Simpsonville. I'm on Echolink. My battery's dead on my handy. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I did not get your location, sir. Can you recheck with me, please?
My location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. Over.
Got you. We'd like to welcome via Echolink tonight, KC8, Papa Juliet Mike, Mr. Fletcher in Simpsonville. All right, we'll move on to the next group. Any station, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Chad, thank you for calling our net tonight, sir. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ. My name is Ken, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, and I'll stick around for some comments if that is okay, sir. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to all.
Welcome, KO4WWZ. That's Mr. Chandler in Easley. Chandler, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir, and I'll swing back around here shortly and pick you up. Okay, one last call. Make sure. Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. This is down in Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative, and I'll hang around for the rack chief.
YX, that's KO4NUE. I'm sorry, sir, I did not get your name. I had some type of a spurious omission and wiped your name completely out. Can you recheck with me, please?
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. Good evening, Chad. This is Daniel down in Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative, but I will hang around and listen to the rack chief. Over.
I got you that time. KO4ZYX. Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. And I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. I'm going to swing back around here shortly and pick you up on the rack chief. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group tonight. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victor. This is Al in Gastonia. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
UE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no, well, I'll be around for traffic, for you. just mark me in for traffic there, for Chad, Mark, Joy, in and out. Good evening to you and Anna, and all on the net.
Welcome, KJ4YEV. That's Mr. Al in Gastonia. And, Mr. Al, you got a pretty good signal coming in from Gastonia tonight. Just wanted to let you know. Every time I go to Gastonia, I struggle to get back to the repeater, but you're doing just fine. Don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. All right, would also like to welcome KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I'll swing back around here shortly and pick you up. He also brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And Gary, Anna says hello to Miss Joy tonight and hope she is doing well. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, me, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim, mobile in Taylors, I'll be negative and negative.
in N4, NLR. November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, India Mike. Check me in and out in my location, Greenville, South Carolina. Good evening, everybody on the net.
And now, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, Marvel, Blacksburg.
Station W4IYI. Was that Robert, sir? I'm sorry. I totally missed your name.
Okay.
Coming back here shortly and appreciate you being patient with me tonight. All right, we'd like to welcome KA2TXJ. That's Mr. Jim and Taylor's. And also in 4NLR, Mr. Jim in Greenville, South Carolina. And W4IYI, Mr. Robert in Blacksburg. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, any more stations? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
ERON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comment, I'm monitoring.
Welcome, WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed in Brevard. And Ed, hope you're doing well tonight. And please tell the missus we said hello. All right, with that, I'll go ahead and close the formal portion down. If you haven't checked in with us, don't worry. I'll pick you up in between the rag to you or the comments portion. And we'd love to have you. So with that, I'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net, and we'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now start the rag chew portion, and we'll stop periodically for additional check-ins. First on the stump tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. You are sounding better. I don't know if you're looking any better, but you're sounding better. Not a whole lot going up in my sky tonight because, well, it's raining. And must have heard a clap of thunder or something because the dog is curled up in a ball under my desk on my feet and my toes are starting to go to sleep. But in any event, tomorrow we'll have about a first quarter moon Sunday evening. That's tonight. I'm a day behind. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, if you can see the moon this evening, the mountains around the Mare Imbrium, which is one of the largest craters in the solar system, and the mountains around that are remnants of old craters, but in any event, you can see that pretty good with a set of telescopes, and they swing around and up the northern end of it. Just look for the biggest dark spot on the moon that you can find, and that's the Mare Imbrium. They've named the mountains around that the Lunar Alps, and as you come on down, there the Caucasus Mountains are on the bottom end of that. But take a look at that. Also, Saturn and Jupiter are both up right now in your eastern/southeastern sky. Jupiter will be the lower, more easterly one, and probably brighter, and Saturn is a little bit further to the south and a little bit higher elevation. But those are two of the brightest things in the east and southeast skies right now. So if you get a chance and you got some binoculars or even just want to go out and look at the stars, those are a couple that you can find. Other than that, Chad, I haven't got a whole lot. How are you and Anna doing?
Let me slow you down just a little bit and say that, first of all, we're doing well. Stepbrother came down from Greensboro yesterday, and he's staying here at the farm with his wife. So it's been, I'd say probably 6 or 8 months before COVID hit since I've been able to see him. So we spent the morning over a couple cups of coffee, just kind of sitting around in the shop and, you know, catching up on things. And, you know, he mentioned that he had talked with
dad a couple months ago, and he said, you got into CBing. And I just scowled at him, you know, and I said, what do you mean? And he says, well, your daddy says you got pretty heavy into CB. And I said, let's go up to the house for a minute. I need to show you something. So we walked in here in the ham shack, and he was, you know, looking at the radios and this, that, and the other. So I just sat down on the radio here and sent him a text message from the radio and sent him an email at the same time. And he just kind of looked at me real funny, and he says, I got a feeling you fixing to tell me this got nothing to do with CB, right? I said, exactly. So we had a long discussion about that. That was it was a pretty interesting conversation. And, I had a good time explaining that to him. And the second thing I want to tell you is that NASA has published, or space.com has published, a new image from the James Webb. Yesterday, I think, it's called the Phantom Galaxy. And I, again, am absolutely amazed to see images like that. I mean, they're just so clear, and you look at them and you just think, I just wonder what is happening there. I mean, it's amazing to see. So if you haven't had an opportunity to see it, check out the Phantom Galaxy. It's an absolutely beautiful image.
This is KN4RJN. Roger, I have seen that. And I would point out that all of those images that James Webb is sending back have to be processed and colorized by the good folks at NASA, because James Webb is looking into both infrared and, I believe, ultraviolet, but mostly infrared wavelengths, which we actually can't see. So they assign colors to the frequencies of light, and that's somewhat of an artistry thing going on there too. So the good folks at NASA are basically painting the picture with the frequencies that James Webb is sitting back, because if we were standing out there where James Webb is right now, we would not see what it sees, because we can't see infrared.
Okay. All right. Well, that's nice to know. Well, all I can say is they got one heck of an artist. That's all I can say, because they are doing a great job. But it is just this huge, big spiral mass of, I don't know how to describe it, really. But, you have to, you see things like that, and you have to wonder. You really do. But at any rate, I just want to see if if you'd seen the image, and just gonna let you know. I hope the package should be getting there in a couple of days. I sent you. But other than that, you doing well, John?
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, other than my toes are going to sleep because the dog's got her elbow or wrist, I guess, on the toe of my shoe, and I'm not wearing any socks, and my big toe is starting to go to sleep, so I'm going to have to position the dog here in a minute. But he does not like thunderstorms at all, and I think he heard a clap of thunder, and when he does that, he curls up under the desk and hides by laying on my feet. But in any event, yeah, tell your brother-in-law, and I can understand, his confusion, but, ham radio is to CB what Harley motorcycles are to scooters, so you explain it to him that way.
I had to do much explaining. His phone went to dinging and, that kind of stuff. So I did tell him when he got back to Greensboro, I was going to jump up on a South Carolina single sideband
and send him a radiogram too. Just kind of, you know, he did tell me, he says, okay, I get your point. I won't make that mistake again. So he got my point. But at any rate, John, it's nice talking to you. I hope you're doing well. And I'll leave you with this. So we've got a little rain down here, a little thunder too. We got a little small dog in the house. Her name is Pixie. And she's not allowed in the bed. But when it gets to thundering, she'll, you know, jump up in the bed and get up underneath the covers so nobody can see her because she knows she gets scolded. So we came in from the neighbors and couldn't find her. So I went straight to the bedroom and peeled the covers back. And she carries my socks. She gets my socks and takes them out in the yard, drops them off in the yard or on the porch. But she offers the socks as a, here, I killed this for you, and you can have it. So I peeled the covers back, and she came to the edge of the bed, just laid the sock down, and just looked at me. And I said, okay, you can stay. So I took my sock, and she shot back under the cover. So I get it, you know, I get it. They become part of the family. But, you know, I'll leave you with that, John. Hope you're doing well. You be safe. And let me know when you get your package. With that, I'll move on down the log. Any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
N4RJN, KO4ZYX. Good evening, Mr. John. I love hearing your star report when you give it. Quick question. Do you have any type of intel on the solar flares that are going on right now? Over.
This is KN4RJN. No, I haven't actually been tracking that, I will start if that's... I think I remember reading something about that here a while back. I'll start pulling my scope out in the daytime and put my solar filter on it and look and see what's going on, and then I'll do a little research on that, and I'll get back to you tomorrow night.
Roger. Thanks, Mr. John. Yeah, like I said, I love hearing your star reports. I'm down here in Woodruff, and we've got cloudy skies, so unfortunately I can't see diddly squat tonight. But, yeah, if you could just, if you don't mind, look into that, and I should be on tomorrow night, and maybe the two of us can get together, and I can give you my email, and you can send me some information once you do a little bit of research. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Roger that. Is your email correct on QRZ?
100% sure on QRZ. I know if you search me by my call sign, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray on the SCC, the email there should be correct. It is hatchman69_sc@protonmail.com. Hotel Alpha Tango Charlie. Hotel Mike Alpha Nancy 69_Sierra Charlie at Papa Romeo Oscar Tango Oscar Nancy Mike Alpha Hatchman 69_@protonmail.com.
This is KN4RJN. I copy. Hotel Alpha Tango Charlie. Hotel Mike Alpha November 69 Sierra Charlie at Papa Romeo Oscar Tango Oscar November Mike Alpha India Lima. Copy.
4RJN KO4ZYX.
Hard copy. Correct on that email. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Roger that, buddy. I'll get back to you tomorrow night. This is KN4RJN. Back to net.
We can get you fellas linked up and get your paperwork right on the stars. And, John, I forgot to tell you that I am indeed the second ugliest man in the world. But I'm pretty doggone handy. So in my mind, that cancels things out. So with that, I hope you have a nice night, sir. And I'll move on to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry, go ahead, bud.
4NUE, KK4JBQ here. Gee, what a great net. And I appreciate you taking it from Daniel. Don't know what Daniel's battery issue is, but if you're listening, Daniel, we miss you. And, Chad, good on you for picking it up. Always, I'll join in the rest and I'll say, it always is good to hear, John. It's always good to keep up on the relevant things about the universe. Makes me feel knowledgeable. But anyway, earlier when Walt checked in, I was hoping that he might respond to you and tell you how he's getting along, but I guess it's a little difficult yet to get a whole lot out. So, Walt, please know that we're thinking about you, bud. We really do wish you well and pray for you. So, anyway, it's been a pretty good day here. We're expecting rain, I understand, but we haven't had a good dose of that in a while and could probably use some. I'll keep it short because we're coming up on 10 and there are other people waiting behind me. Mighty fine to be here, and thank you again for being there. And we'll check in tomorrow if we live. KK4JBQ 73.
Just slow down just a little bit, Larry. You can get away from me that quick. So, me and Anna went by one of the new club members and visited with her and her husband tonight, and we spent about 2 hours with her in front of the radio. She's got a new radio, and I built her a nice little Slim Jim, and her husband built a little mount that goes on the bottom of it, piece of plywood, and they've got it in the house, and it does a fine job, I'd like to say. Put a little tuning stub on the end of it, so you know, I could try to compensate a little bit with SWR by having it so low. But surprisingly, SWR was, about 1.7, 1.8 to 1. Not the best in the world, but it functions really well. And, her husband was listening while, you know, me and Anna was working with her on the radio a little bit. So he's going to start studying and go, you know, try to get his license. So that was pretty neat. And it's always nice to spend time with a club member. And we went down to some of the digital frequencies on 2 meter and just let her listen to the amount of traffic that was moving, you know, on those frequencies. So they were, you know, kind of amazed with that. So we'll continue to work with that station for a little while, but it was had some nice hamburgers and some good fellowship. And at the end of the meal, we were sitting on the deck, and this probably about a 200-pound black bear came out in the backyard, and he had about 10 or 15 apple trees in the backyard last year, and the bears have destroyed every single one of them but one. And he uses the last one for a play toy. So he said he swats at it and plays with it, and, you know, it's the last one left. So
I guess he's saving it, you know, not totally destroyed it. But he got 19 of them and one left. So we sat there for 20, 30 minutes watching her, I guess. But that was pretty neat to see that, you know. She could care less whether we were there or not, but it was a fine evening.
Marvelous news. And I think I know the couple you're talking about, really nice folks. I haven't met them yet, but it's just nice to know so many people, you know. You press a button on this microphone, and the world comes in. It's a marvelous thing, this adventure. But that bear should be taught. I mean, you know, probably got separated from its mama before mama got to tell it, now you leave that tree alone, because what comes off that tree tastes pretty good, you know. If he's already got 19 out of 20 flat to the ground, he just doesn't know how good apples are. I have an apple every day. Not for the usual colloquial reason. Donna just likes to eat apples, and she slices up one for me. And I enjoy that along with some strawberries, actually. And that's a nice little evening snack before bedtime. I am awfully thankful for these things. Chad, it's marvelous for the rest of us, just want to say, to hear just how active you remain in this hobby, reaching out to other people and getting a little bit involved in their lives. It's a good example that you set, and we appreciate that for sure. Thank you again, and I can't wait to hear who's next. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. I'm right here, 7-3.
This is Larry. It's KO4NUE and KK4JBQ on Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before I let you go, tell Miss Donna, me and Anna said hello, and I'm going to give you a holler one day this week and specifically say hello to her. So with that, y'all be safe, and 73s. It's a pleasure talking with both of you. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next on the log, which is KO4ZYX. That's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. Daniel, if you're still in there, go ahead and take it, sir.
KO4NUE, this is KO4ZYX. Yeah, I'm just throwing some questions, some feelers out there. I'm about to be building a copper J-pole 2-meter to mount on my chimney to run down into my basement to make my ham shack, because I'm tired of sitting out on the back porch with survivalist antenna on my HT. Do I have to have an SWR meter? And can I get a little bit of guidance on which way I need to go once I build this? Of course, I've got all the copper, the fittings, and things like that. Over.
So let me put in some input here, and I'm sure there may be some other stations that won't comment. But so here's what I would suggest is you can go to Google and just type in J-Pole calculator or Slim Jim calculator. There'll be two websites that come up. When you do your Google search, type in JPO/Slim Jim calculator /English, and that will give you a calculator that is in, you know, empirical measurements, unless you don't mind converting, you know, centimeters and things like that. Just makes it a little easier. Second thing I will tell you is I personally, this is my personal opinion now, would consider a Slim Jim over a J-pole. Other people will argue, and that's you know, that's what this is all about, opinions. But a little bit extra copper, not much. You get a Slim Jim. I'm not sure where you're exactly where you're located, but if you're near the Greer area, let me know if you build one, and I'll drop off a little tuning stub you can solder on the end of it. And that'll make it much easier to get your SWR set as far as where you place your conductors on the actual copper pipe. So just remember the center conductor goes to the long side and the shield goes to the right side, but all of that's in the plans. And I would suggest an SWR meter. If the radio has one, use it. If it does not, get your hands on one. I don't think you'd have an issue with low power, but here's what's going to happen. Let me let my radio drop